What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 51. We are 1 week away from being a year into this, and you guys are awesome for following along. I'm really excited today because we get to talk a little bit about a lighthouse versus the tugboat. It'll all make sense to you here in a minute. All right, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody? This is the Primal King Podcast, and I am super, super excited to have you in for yet another solo episode. We are closing in on 1 year into this. For those of you who have been here since the very beginning, I cannot thank you enough for your continued support, your listening to the podcast, you sharing it. For those of you who do screenshot it and share it on Instagram, you guys are awesome. I super, super appreciate that. The way that this podcast is going to grow is from kind of the ground level, right? From those of you who do screenshot it and share it on Instagram and maybe introduce other people to the podcast. So again, as we close in on a year of this, like I said, I'm just so, so thankful that we've grown it to where we have, and for those of you who continue supporting it. Now, I want to talk today about something that I've struggled with, in all honesty. So I kind of view myself as a very self-aware person, right? Sometimes almost to the detriment, to my own detriment. I feel like one of the things that I'm always trying to do is to be aware of where I'm at and what I'm doing, maybe what I'm lacking, what I'm, you know, just kind of my strengths and weaknesses, I guess, is something that I really, really try hard to be aware of. Now, having said that, one thing that I know that I've struggled with, and I know I get this from my mom, and so mom, if you're listening, you know this is true. But when you're wanting to help people, there's kind of two different approaches that you can take, all right? There's this old parable, this old story, and it's called The Lighthouse and the Tugboat. Maybe some of you have heard this, maybe some of you haven't, but I want to kind of cover with you the idea behind this parable. So really with the tugboat, its main role, right? Its main objective is to lead other boats safely to shore. Okay. So the tugboat, again, if you have a distress call, the tugboat's going to go out. It's going to hook up the rope, and it's going to lead you hopefully safely to shore. Now, having that be part of the process of the tugboat, inevitably it's going to also sink tugboats sometimes, right? The tugboat will do everything it can to get you to shore, but sometimes, inevitably, it's going to sink you, right? If you're the tugboat. Now, on the other side of that is you have the lighthouse. Now, the lighthouse, its role is to guide boats safely to shore, but it does it in a very, very different way. Because the lighthouse, it doesn't pull, doesn't drag, doesn't hook up to boats. Really what it does is it stands tall on the shore and it lights up the entire sky so ships can get home safely to shore, okay? Now, when you're a lighthouse, you are providing the way, you are showing the way, but yet the captain of those other ships, they still have to, you know, they still have to make their choices. They still have to be responsible. And really the lighthouse can't be responsible for what those captains choose to do. So if you look at this example in real life, okay, there is absolutely a time where I feel like we have to kind of be a tugboat. But what happens so often, and again, I'm drawing on my own experience and some people that I see around us, is that you become the tugboat so much that you end up sinking yourself. And honestly, I've done this, I don't even know how many times. Like, we all have friends, maybe it's family, other people, to where you just care so much about getting them to safety that you end up sinking yourself. And the problem is that sometimes when you're the tugboat, no matter how hard you drag, and no matter how hard you pull, no matter how bad you want them to get to safety, it doesn't matter. Because if you're trying to pull somebody who's going the opposite direction, it just isn't going to work. So what I've really tried to do, and I'm still not there, but one thing that I've really tried to focus on is to take more of the lighthouse approach, right? Like, we all know the people pleasers, the people who, again, just want to drag their family to safety, their friends to safety. And I know for me personally, it's caused a lot of strife. And maybe some of you disagree with this, but I believe that people will change when they want to change. Can you influence that change? Absolutely. Can you guide them? Absolutely. Okay, just like a lighthouse can guide you to safety. But what ends up happening so often when you are the tugboat time and time again, and especially if it's the same person time and time again, all of a sudden that boat starts relying on you to be able to get to shore, right? All of a sudden, all of this stuff gets to the point to where you're no longer serving these boats. Now all of a sudden you're an enabler, right? And rather than showing these people how to get to safety and hoping that they make the right decisions to get there, you end up essentially enabling them to make bad decisions because you're constantly trying to pull on someone who's trying to push. And so again, like, here's something that I would encourage you to do, because this is something that I've really been trying to focus on. And honestly, as we're getting right to a year of this podcast, one of the reasons why I wanted to start this podcast, and I tell you this all the time, I mean, part of it, guys, again, it's therapy for myself, because I can kind of get all this crazy stuff out of my head and hopefully it provides some value. But the other side of that is that maybe if I can get you all to think a little bit differently who listen to this podcast, again, not tell you how to think, not tell you what to think, but maybe just to get you to consider other things, maybe get you to question some of the mindsets and some of the narratives and some of the stories that you've built up in your head about what's real, what's possible, what's feasible for yourself. If I can get you to question that, maybe I can be the lighthouse that helps you get safely to shore, right? So this isn't me yelling at you, and I hope that none of you ever feel this way. I never want to be the guy who's sitting here yelling at you saying, you need to live this way, right? You need to do this and you need to do that. Because at that point, I've become the tugboat, right? I'm just trying to pull all of you into what I feel like is the best way to live or the best way to, you know, do all these different things. And I don't want to do that. And so again, like, as we get to this year mark, it's just crazy to think back over all the episodes and all the guests and everybody that we've had on this show. And the one thing that, like, kind of keeps coming up to me is that, you know, when kind of in this game of life, a lot of times tugboats just simply don't work. Tugboats are kind of like, I'll never forget, like, when I was probably 12, 13 years old, maybe a little younger, maybe a little older, somewhere right in there though. Me and a couple of my buddies were swimming, and one of my buddies, who was a couple years younger than me, decided to jump in with the shoes on. Well, when you're younger, you're not a great swimmer. Those of you who have grown up around water, maybe you understand that, like, if you swim with tennis shoes, that's a recipe for disaster. They're going to get waterlogged. They're going to weigh you down. And again, if you're a good swimmer, you can probably overcome it. But if you're young, maybe not as strong, maybe not a great swimmer, that's enough to literally make you drown, right? And so being young and dumb and everything else, we didn't know all this stuff. So I remember this friend of mine starts drowning, right? And so your natural instinct, and again, like, I think hopefully most people who are good people would try this, but your natural instinct is to go and just try to grab that person and lead them safely to shore, right? The problem is, and again, like, I'm not an expert swimmer or know how to do lifeguard stuff. And so maybe some of you out there who listen to this are, and there's a better way. But basically, what ended up happening is one of our other buddies goes to try to grab him. And the kid who's drowning is absolute panic, right? It's absolute panic. Like, he's essentially dying, right? Like, he's out in the middle of this river. It's too deep to touch. And he's bobbing down, coming up, splashing, screaming, everything else. And so my first buddy jumps in, goes and try to grab him. Well, if any of you have ever been in that horrible situation to where someone is absolutely panicking and essentially starting to drown, there's no logic, there's no reason. They just pull you down with them, right? There's, unless you can maybe get behind them and grab them a certain way. And again, if you're a lifeguard, there's probably a way to do this. But when you're a bunch of 12, 13-year-old kids, you don't have a clue. You just want to go out there and try to save your buddy. So what happens is he starts essentially drowning the friend that goes out there to save him. So that friend finally gets away and is basically like trying to get his breath. And so I go out there and I try to grab him. And the next thing you know, the same thing's happening to me. Again, because you have to understand, this person isn't thinking about drowning you. They're thinking about saving their life. That's the only thing that they're thinking about, right? Is just trying to live. And if you've ever been in like a near-death situation, that fight or flight is real, man. That stuff is real. You will do everything, your body, even if you don't consciously think about it, your body is doing everything you can to survive. And so I go out there and the same thing happened. Like he starts drowning me. I had kind of, I guess, the presence of mind because when my first friend tried to get him, he got him a little bit closer to the bank. And then once basically he started drowning me when I was trying to get him out of there, I was able to at least just kind of push him and nudge him. And a little further down the river, it was like a big deep swimming hole, but you know, like 50 yards down the river where the current picks up, it's shallow. And so you can touch. And so luckily, you know, I was able to push him to where he could get down the river enough to where he could touch and finally kind of gained his composure and was just basically sitting there just freaked out. Again, like if you've ever been through that, it is, you know, like a near-death experience like that to where it lasts a little bit. I mean, it's just physically taxing, right? I mean, obviously mentally, but even physically with every fiber in your being, like you are just exhausted. And so we go around the bridge that we were swimming at, we pull him out and, you know, and thank God he was okay. But I remembered in that point is that sometimes when you're trying to help somebody, they don't even realize that they're drowning you in the process, right? And so, like, I don't want to get the wrong impression here because obviously if we had taken the lighthouse approach and just sat there on the side and said, hey, the shore's over here, right? Like, he would have died. No doubt in my mind. Like, he would have died. But at the same time, you also have to understand that when you are going to save somebody, when you are going to be the tugboat, and when you do that time and time again, you may end up being the one that drowns. And so in most circumstances, and again, there are situations where maybe you have a child or a family member who's on the verge of suicide or on the verge of drug overdose. Absolutely. We got to be the tugboat in that situation, but you cannot live there. You cannot live there. Like I remember someone close to me talking to a therapist about, you know, someone else close to them who just was on drugs and wouldn't get off. And this person was given, you know, chance and chance and chance and chance and time again. And finally, the therapist just said, you know, you've got to let them do what they're going to do. And the person who was concerned was just like, well, how do I do that? Like this person's going to end up drug overdosing. And the therapist is like, you know, there comes a point to where people are going to make decisions. And you cannot be responsible for those decisions. You can help that person. You can support that person. Essentially, you can be the lighthouse. But being the tugboat at this point, it's just gone too far. And I look back, like I have, you know, a friend of mine who was just making bad decisions. And I felt like I was doing everything I could to grab that person and lead them to safety, right? Like lead them to better decisions. And then I remember finally at one point, and it was a hard deal to do, but like throwing this person's stuff out on our porch and kicking him out. Because it was like it got to the point to where I realized that me being the tugboat in that situation was just drowning me. It was affecting the rest of my life, right? It wasn't just affecting like our friendship or things like that. It was like literally like impacting my life, my work, everything that I had going on, my relationships with other people. Like it was literally drowning me, you know, in just all the drama and the chaos and the nonsense and everything else. And so like there's been a couple of times in my life to where I look back and I'm like, you know what? Like you can be the tugboat in kind of those acute situations, right? Like, of course, if you know someone is drowning, you have to help them. If you know someone's on the verge of suicide, of course we have to help them. But there also comes a point to where, to me, if we can all just focus more on being the lighthouse, you know, trying to live our life the best way that we can. Again, like I don't know how many of you have followed this, and I think I even told this before, but I mean, one of the things that resonated with me so much, and it's something that stuck with me now. This has been years and years ago, but our old pastor, before we moved, he was saying, you know, there's basically kind of two ways you can evangelize if you're a Christian, right? If you want to go out there and you want to spread the word, you want to spread the message. He said, you know, some people, they go out there, a lot of you maybe who are LDS, like they will go out there and they will knock on doors and they will essentially preach the gospel to people, right? Try to spread the word, try to help people in their faith and everything else. And that's great. Like that can work. And he said the other way though, and a way that a lot of people don't take this, is that you can essentially be the lighthouse, right? Because he was like, you know, he's like, if I'm at the grocery store and I'm in a good mood because I'm all full of Jesus, right? Like he's kind of making a joke out of it, but he is. He's one of the like cheeriest, happiest people you'd ever meet. And he's like, you know, if I'm at the store and I'm in the checkout line and I'm sitting there smiling and, you know, talking to people and just having a great time, you know, he's like, every once in a while you'll get somebody like, man, what the hell's wrong with you? You know, like, why are you so happy? And he's like, then I can tell him it's because of Jesus, right? And so it was kind of like a funny thing, but it was so true, because essentially what he's saying is he was the lighthouse. Yes, his cause was to bring more people to God and to evangelize and everything else. And I know that that's not everybody's thing that listens to this, but at the same time, like there's also never a reason why you can't be the lighthouse, why you can't be living in a, you know, your life in a way to where people are like, man, like, what do you got going on? Like, why are you, you know, and it could be in all these different areas, right? You could be a lighthouse in fitness. If you're somebody who works out hard and takes care of your body, chances are you probably have had someone come up to you and be like, hey, dude, like, what's up with the six pack? Like, how do you get that? Or like, hey, girl, like, why do you look so good and so fit, right? And then at that point, like, hey, you're the lighthouse. You can show them the path. You can help them. But if you're also the person who's trying to go out to your, you know, your sibling who's 100 pounds overweight and being like, come on, fat ass, like put down the fork, you know, I'm going to lead you through this. Chances are that it's not going to work, right? It's just not going to work. So again, just as maybe a different, like a paradigm shift, is because we all deal with this stuff. We all have family members and friends who are going through difficult times. It could be financial. It could be marriage. It could be all these different things. And, you know, like I see these people who you know, maybe they're in bad marriages and maybe they look at your marriage or maybe they look at my marriage and they'd be like, you know what? Like that looks like they have an awesome marriage. So then maybe all of a sudden, and I've had this happen to me personally, especially since the podcast, but I've had people reach out to me and be like, hey, like, you know, what do you do to get this result? And then I can be like, hey, this is what I do. Right. And they can take it or leave it. Like, again, I feel like at that point I can be the lighthouse. I can show them the path that has worked for me. I can show them how to get to safety. Right. But I'm not also at that point the tugboat that's, you know, just ragging on them and nagging them and, you know, all of that. And so I feel like in my own life, this is something that has shifted a lot for me. And again, like there's still times where I'm the tugboat, right? If you have kids, if you have family, everything else, you have friends. I mean, basically, if you know anybody, there's probably going to be some points where you've got to be the tugboat. But again, in my experience, and something I would encourage you to consider is, you know, consider being the lighthouse. Consider being the person who's lighting up the path, who's kind of standing there, living in that example. If it's in, you know, in your faith, if it's in your fitness, if it's in your marriage, if it's in your, you know, whatever area of life, like just consider being that model, being that, I don't know, I hate using the word model, right? But I guess just consider that so oftentimes people are more likely to respect you for what you do than they are for what you say. And maybe that sounds hypocritical because I'm sitting here talking to you. But hopefully the stuff that I talk to you about, if you know me personally, if you know me in real life, hopefully you know the stuff that I talk to you about is something that I try to live on my own. And I feel like at least I'm somewhat educated there. So anyways, guys, like I hope this helps you. I hope this is something that you'll consider making that switch, you know, being the lighthouse versus always being that tugboat, because the tugboat, it's going to sink. It's going to wear you out. It's honestly, it causes a lot of, you know, from what I've seen, when you're constantly the tugboat, there's a good chance it causes resentment in that relationship, right? If you're constantly trying to be the one who's getting your, you know, telling your spouse that they need to work out, you know, hey, maybe try showing them that working out and eating healthy is the way to live. And hey, maybe they'll do it, maybe they won't. But at least at that point, you're being the lighthouse and not just the tugboat and creating all that resentment. So again, guys, just something for you to consider here. Once again, I want to just thank you all. I know a lot of you have been here since day one, and you have no idea how much I appreciate that. The next episode is actually it's an interview or a guest podcast. So I wanted to make sure that before we hit that 1-year mark, that I get this out there and make sure I thank all of you You have no idea how humbling it is, how grateful I am that you're here, that you're experiencing all this journey, all the changes that have gone on in the last year, and I can't wait to keep doing it all and keep this thing rolling. Also, I'm going to tell you, if you haven't already, make sure you rate and review the podcast. We're a year in. If you've been listening to the podcast for a year and you haven't rated and reviewed it, I mean, come on. Come on now. Also, too, if you are on Instagram, I will ask that you screenshot it and share it. I don't ask a lot of of you guys. I don't sell you anything. Well, I guess if you want to buy some Crosso meat, then yeah, I'll sell you that. But outside of that, like, hopefully the podcast provides enough value that maybe there's like some small obligation to share it out there, right? All right, everybody. I hope you have an awesome weekend. I hope you have a great week. And we will talk to you next week with an awesome guest. This is somebody who actually, some of you may be like, why would you have this person on? He's basically a competitor of yours. But hey, I want to have on every voice, anybody who can provide value. I'm not here to be egotistical and be in some rat race competition-wise with the business right now. So anyways, ton of fun, and we'll see y'all next week. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.